everybody. We are back. My next guest do the voices of Homer, Mr. Burns, and many of the other characters on The Simpsons. Please welcome Harry Shearer and Dan Castellaneta. Guys, thank you for being here. Very sorry that Tom Brokaw had to leave. He has to go to Baghdad.
Yeah, he's got to go to Baghdad. He didn't have time to mention a couple other books that he's working on. Travel Destinations of the Greatest Generation.
Yeah, right.
And Weight Loss Secrets of the Greatest Generation. Lose weight the way the Greatest Generation did, which is basically eat K-rations, by the way.
We don't need to have more. We can just have you.
Well, if things go bad in Baghdad, I'm available.
Yeah.
But they won't.
That's very eerie. That's just guys, it's been a while. I need a hit.
Let's catch up.
Yeah, let's start with you, Dan. Do you mind if we take a little stroll through all the different characters?
Yes.
Can you give us a little Homer, maybe?
Yeah, all right, a little Homer.
Then, of course, there's Krusty the Clown.
Right, Krusty.
I love late night. You can say anything. The caca.
Grandpa Simpson, what are you people doing in my room?
And, of course, there's Mayor Quimby, not to be confused with a certain politician from Massachusetts.
Right, right. Sorry.
And
what about Groundskeeper Willie?
Do it for Groundskeeper Willie.
Yeah.
Everyone clean up after themselves when they leave.
Now, Harry, of course, when I was there, our favorite character to write for probably is Mr.
Burns, C. Montgomery Burns.
Yeah.
You all work for me now.
Yeah.
Smithers, I've got a rocket in my pocket.
Yes, sir, I know. I know, sir. But of course, I also do Principal Skinner. They'll be in assembly after school, and you all must attend. I do Dr. Julius Hibbert.
Oh, yeah.
You remember him?
Hibbert.
And this just in, Conan, I do Kent Brockman. So in case there's a vacancy downstairs in the news department, I've covered my share of fires.
Very nice. Now, I'm curious. If you don't mind, I thought maybe we'd try a little scene work here. You guys are so good playing off each other. What about Dr. Hibbert examines Homer?
Dr. Hibbert?
Yes, sir?
I'm sorry, I ate all your tongue depressors. I thought they were popsicle sticks.
That's all right. Or you just take your pants down now.
Well, I already have.
All right.
It's just that my legs are blue.
And they're a bit billowy. All right, now bend over.
All right.
I don't want this to get dirty or anything.
I'm going to need a rubber glove. Now, right. I think I'm going to need a backup rubber glove.
Oh, your hands are cold, Doctor.
Now,
and deep.
What about Mr. Burns firing Homer?
Oh, Mr. Burns, I'm sorry I ate all your tongue depressors.
That's all right, Homer. I didn't have any.
Oh.
No. Simpson, what is it exactly you do at the nuclear power plant?
Well, I make sure everything's safe. I make sure people safen up and be safe. In a safe way.
I don't think we need that anymore. The regulatory noose has been loosened around us. So I think we can dispense with your services. You can consider yourself downsized.
What does that mean?
He's so scared.
I think it means you're dismissed, Homer.
Oh, good. Woo! Can I go back to work now?
You ever think... There was a point on that show...
This is actually all stuff Conan wrote that never made the show.
Yeah, right. Thank you. I remember one of the most fun things about working on that show was the amazing guest stars that would come on the show. Oh, Johnny Carson was a guest voice when I was on the show.
That's right. Sometimes it was Harry, actually.
Sometimes it was.
Yeah, it was very good, very good.
But we actually did have the actual Johnny Carson.
You had the actual Johnny Carson, and I hear that the Rolling Stones were on recently.
That's right. We had Mick Jagger and Keith Richards and Elvis Costello, Tom Petty.
What were the Stones like?
Well, it was very interesting. It was a particular rock and roll hierarchy. It was like, first of all, like in terms of lateness, you would have Mick Jagger and Keith Richards come in about 45 minutes late. Mm-hmm. And then like Elvis Costello, 30, Tom Petty, maybe 25, Lenny Kravitz, 23. Brian Setzer, right on time.
Right.
Michael Bolton came early. But...
and hung around.
He wasn't even on the show.
Yeah. Eating tongue depressors. What were Mick Keith like?
Well, you had a contrast between those two guys, and
right.
You could see it. I mean, you know, Mick came in, he's very nattily dressed and very quiet, and nobody was in the room to record with him, you know, and he would do his lines, and then immediately was gone, and in comes Keith Richards. Where's my iPhone? And he had a big tumbler of vodka and orange juice.
Yeah, yeah.
And he goes, oh, okay. And we're like, oh, are we going to have to put subtitles underneath, you know? But he was actually very, very good. And the thing of it was, he'd sign, oh, sure, I'll take a picture with you or whoever, I don't know. Is someone next to me right now? I'll take a picture. And he signed my wife's... album cover, and it said, Old Band, Old Party, 2002. And she said, why'd you put down 2002? He says, I never thought I'd live to see 2002.
Perpetually happen. Now, I missed Michael Jackson being on the show. Oh, I think, man. I came in right after that. What was that experience? Because he's in the news. He popped by earlier on the show. What was it like having Michael Jackson?
Well, he played a 300-pound white metal patient, right, who thought he was Michael Jackson, which was a cute idea. So he comes into the show. First, we go to his manager's house, Sandy Gallant's house, for the read-through. And everybody shows up on time, including Michael Jackson. He wasn't dangling a child or anything, as far
right,
as I could
right.
tell. As far as I could tell.
Right. He took a quick break to dangle and then came back.
To the table.
Yeah.
But he's sitting there looking at his script, silent. It's 7:30. Dan is late. No slam on Dan. Traffic was bad.
Well, you know, rock and roll higher.
That's sure. Right. Yeah, right.
He didn't want to be no Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah. Right.
So normally there'd be conversation, there'd be jokes. Silence. Michael sits there silent. We don't want to disturb, you know, we're afraid we might scare him or anything. So 25 minutes of the weirdest silence you've ever seen until Dan arrives. Then it's Monday, we're doing the show. Michael comes in, we're reading the script again, the final read through. He reads his dialogue. There comes a point where this 300-pound metal patient starts to sing special lyrics to Ben.
Right.
Michael sits back, and this wiry white guy next to him starts singing, Ben. And I turned to somebody next to me, I think it was Yardley Smith, and I said, what's the deal here? She said, I think we paid just enough for the talking Michael Jackson, but not enough for the singing.
So he didn't sing? It wasn't him singing?
And he specified the guy who was brought in, specified the Michael Jackson sound-alike that was brought in.
That is so weird.
You know,
right,
well, it's weird he's now adopted him, but that's...
Very nicely done. Now...
It might have been him. He had a towel over his head.
You guys just...
You know why he had a towel over the baby's head, by
the way?
Why
is that?
Because they've already started the plastic surgery.
All right, that's going to be... That just can't...
Oh, now you... Oh,
now you broke it.
You've gone
you've
over
the
balcony
thing.
On this one.
The kid looked too much like a baby.
Oh, I miss you all.
We miss you. Give all this up.
Yeah, that's right. Teddy Bear's Picnic opens in Boston on Friday.
Friday, my film, yeah.
This is a movie that you've been here talking about, and that's opening on Friday. Yep. The CD I Am Not Homer is in stores.
Wow.
Right now.
In stores, yes.
So good luck with that, Dan. Of course,
thank
The
you.
Simpsons, as if I had to mention it, airs Sunday nights at 8 on Fox. And just keep going, guys.
Thank you.
You guys doing an amazing job. Harry Shearer and Dan Castellaneta. Thank you. Shake each other's hands. Steve Earle and the Dukes are coming up. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. That was great.